We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Over there, left field, and Gloria Richardson making the running catch for out number three.
Connects with it as it's going, hits the fence. As Koffel rounding third, going to home.
It's out of there. Bo Shelton with a home run.
This is Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here live to Legends Field on the campus of Pendleton Heights High School, where in just a few minutes, the Lady Arabians will be facing off against the Delta Eagles in a Hoosier Heritage softball matchup. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for tuning in. Alongside Braden Folk, I'm Dawson Peril. Giving a quick recap on the Pendleton Heights Arabians season so far, they currently stand at 5-4. Their losses coming from Westfield, Center Grove, Lake Central, and LaPel. Now, although I think a lot of people might consider 5-4 being not the best start we've seen out of a really blue blood of a team like Pendleton Heights, but you know, you look back to last year, they started the year 4-3, but they went on to get past regionals, get past sectionals, and then go on to the semifinals. So I think although the start might not be exactly what you wanted from the Lady Arabians, I think there's still plenty of time to improve and, you know, get better heading into the second half of the year and then into the postseason.
Yeah, Dawson, I agree. Didn't have a great start to the season last year, if you want to call that not great. Same with this year, 5-4.
All right,
but we got to go.
Yep, we got to go for the national anthem. Don't you guys go anywhere. First pitch right after this on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
What do student athletes say their favorite memories are playing high school sports?
A few might remember specific games, a big play, or defeating their greatest rival.
But more often than not, we remember practices, bus rides, and locker room moments.
That's because in high school sports, we get to play with our best friends.
We grow together, learn life lessons together, have fun together.
And while it takes hard work and commitment, we're thankful we go through it all with people who have our back. I'm Allie Ward from Boonville High School.
And I'm Mary Cox from Monrovia High School. Years from now, we'll remember pushing each other.
We'll remember how to be accountable and work hard to improve.
The fun, friends, laughter, and lessons. That's what we'll remember more than anything else.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Nardi. Come see lifelong memories being made by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. Be a champion of high school sports. This is a lesson that lasts a lifetime. This is a moment you'll never forget. This is your IHSAA.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field on this sunny April evening. If you're just tuning in, we got some Hoosier Heritage softball on our hands here tonight against the Pendleton Heights Arabians and the Delta Eagles. So as we get underway here this evening, the Arabians will start in the outfield. And then for the Delta Eagles, you take a quick look at their team. They're coming off of a very rough season. They were 1-23 last year, the worst season they've had in over a decade. And they're still looking for their first win this year. They currently stand at 0-5. They're losing by an average of 9.8 runs a game. So for Pendleton Heights, you know, this might be a game that you can kind of fix up some things, you know, maybe try some experimental lineups, whatever you want to do for some tougher opponents moving forward. But you can't really doubt it. This is a Hoosier Heritage, right? Anything can happen, right? And we've seen crazier upsets than these two teams. So I think nonetheless, although Pendleton Heights is very much favored in this game, I think you still got to come out here 100% and play your game because, I mean, Delta has some stars and they could surprise you if not, Braden.
They do have some stars. Hannah Carter and Haley Lozer are quite studs. I literally got it written down as Delta studs, Dawson. And, yeah, I do think they have to come and play to compete with Pendleton. As Pendleton, I say you go 100% until you really know that the game is unreachable, and then maybe maybe you have some experimental lineups or maybe just some players who don't play a whole lot, maybe touch the field.
All right, but leading off the top of the first for the Delta Eagles, it'll be the junior Fancy Robin. She's batting .273 on the year with five RBIs, leads her team in that category. She has a double and a triple on the year. And then starting on the mound for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, it'll be the senior Shelby Messer. She leads the team with 25.2 innings pitched, has an ERA of 7.36, has allowed 46 hits and 31 runs with 20 strikeouts. Her first pitch will be a strike, so count will start 0-1.
Dawson, I'm not going to lie here. I'm not sure what an ERA is and what's a good one and a bad one.
Swing and a miss for the second pitch in the series. That'll leave Robbins down on the count, 0-2. Messer with an opportunity to get an early K here. High pitch. It'll be a ball. Robbins stays alive. Now with one ball and two strikes. And for Pendleton Heights, they're coming off of a big win. Last night, they beat Anderson 13-0. Good county win against the backyard rivals. Give them some confidence moving forward, which, of course, to a slower start, as we mentioned, 5-4, which isn't bad, but for Pendleton Heights standards, might not be where they wanted to be. I think that big win, big shutout win, could be exactly what the Arabians needed, as we got a foul ball here tipping off the top of the bat. So we'll stay where we're at with the count 1-2. Pitch comes, swing and a miss, and that's strike number 3. Messer with her first strike out of the game, and there's going to be one out there for the Arabians here. Top of the first, score still 0-0.
Four pitches in and gets her first strike out of the night, making it 21 on the season.
All right, up next for the Delta Eagles, it'll be the freshman Harper Tinnerman. She's batting 444. Still looking for her first RBI. Pitch comes in. Hit the left side of the zone there. It'll count for a strike.
That's one of the greatest pitches I've ever seen, Dawson.
Wow.
That was
really
like down the side of the box. That was just awesome.
This one right down the middle as well.
Beautiful.
Count now 0-2. So Messer doing a solid job so far on the mound. And you take a look for Pendleton Heights so far this year with pitchers. We've seen three pitchers. Shelby Messer with the most experience under her belt with 25.2 innings pitched. And then you see Ari Rector, Morgan Humble with both just around 8 innings. But overall, I think, you know, Shelby Messer, she got quite a bit of experience last year, and she's definitely hoping for a very successful year in her senior season. As swing and a miss for strike number 3. Messer with back-to-back strikeouts, 2 up, 2 down. For the Lady Arabians here, top of the first, score remains 0-0.
Yeah, Dawson, it's very much still 0-0. Two strikeouts in a row. Shelby Messer looking to continue this elite run at the plate.
Another freshman up next to the plate for the Delta Eagles. It's Caden Frenberg. Batting .375 with 5 RBIs on the year. This one a bit low, but we'll skim the zone there for a strike. 0 balls, 1 strike here with 2 outs here in the top of the first. Popped up. Fly ball. Third baseman calls for it, and Avery Miller pulls it in for out number 3. That'll do it for the top of the first. Arabians remain perfect with no hits given up. Score 0-0. We'll take a quick break. Arabians will get started on the hitting side of things when we return here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style, located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, providing women, men, and children's haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, and more. By phone, 765-400-5323. On Facebook and Twitter, or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in alongside Braden Folk, I'm Dawson Peril. Score still 0-0 as we enter the bottom of the first here in a Hoosier Heritage softball matchup against the Delta Eagles and the Pendleton Heights Arabians. But leading off for the Arabians, it'll be the senior Kaya Hubble. Kaya Hubble's pretty good start to the year. She's batting a .476 with 21 at-bats, one RBI, one double, and one triple. Still looking for her first home run, but Braden, I bet it won't be too far down the line until we see that. Last year, very good hitter, very experienced, and she can definitely get it done at-bat.
She very much can, hitting .476 this season. She hits the ball a lot. Just so far this season, not super far out of the fence, obviously zero home runs. But she's definitely looking to crush that zero tonight.
And starting on the mound for the Delta Eagles, it'll be the sophomore.
Leading off for the Lady Arabians, left fielder, number 10, Kaya Hubble.
Pitch comes in. This will be skim the zone there, just a bit to the left, but it will be a strike nonetheless. So count will start 0-1 for Kaya Hubble.
Really painting the outside on that ball, just right down the left side of the strike zone.
This one, a bit of a wild pitch there, down to the left for an obvious ball. So count will split even 1-1.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dawson, if somebody was standing in that other batter box, they would have got smacked.
Yeah.
That was not good.
This one a bit high now, so Arabians now up in the count 2-1 with no outs. Kyle Hubble on the year has been struck out three times, yet to be walked, as this one will be popped over their left side. It'll fall foul there, just left of the foul line, so Hubble will return with the count now 2-2.
Good strength on the hit, just kind of got to straighten it out. Got to be to the right of the line, or of that line, obviously.
Pitch here will knock off the top of Kyle Hubble's bat for a foul ball. Count will stay where it's at with two balls, two strikes. Here for the leadoff batter for the Lady Arabians, Kyle Hubble. Score still 0-0. And as I mentioned earlier, Arabians definitely favored in this one. Delta still looking for their first win of the season. Currently stand at 0-5. Pitch here will be high for a ball. Count now full, 3-2.
This is where you got to swing, Dawson. You never know. He's got to swing that bat.
Pitch comes in. Popped up. Once again, just left of that foul stripe. So that'll be a foul ball. Count will stay where it's at. And Kyle Hubble will stay alive. Count, once again, full 3-2.
Well, she's doing something to hit it to the left field. Two foul balls towards left field is obviously foul ball, so something she's doing is going correct. Just one minor tweak she needs to make.
This one goes that exact same spot yet again. Foul ball, pretty much, again, straight to the exact same spot on the left side. So count will stay 3-2.
Well, this is what I saw the game I did on that Saturday, Dawson. Pitches just getting racked up.
Yeah.
Eight pitches on the very first batter is definitely a lot of pitches.
Pitch comes in. Popped up this time over the fence and into the stands for yet another foul ball. And, this is not really what you want for your opening batter.
Not at all. She's looking a little bit frustrated down there in the box, but looking for a smacked ball to go over the fence.
Yeah, I mean, if you can stay alive, search for the ball, exact ball you want, and once again popped up left side for a foul ball.
Really just wearing down the pitcher, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
New game plan unlocked.
Yeah, that was pitch number 10.
That's on one hitter, guys.
Yeah.
One hitter.
This one will be a ball to the left of the zone for a walk, and that'll be the first time this season Kaya Hubble has been walked, so she will take her base on first, and following that very long series will be the junior Ari Rector. Ari Rector, you know, heading into this year, had a decent amount of experience her sophomore season, but she has definitely come out as one of these, not really surprise stars, but one of these upcoming stars, especially from the mound. She's only had about 8 innings pitched, but in those 8 innings pitched, she's put on quite the clinic, and also very, very good from the hitting side of things. You take a look at her numbers, batting 5.26. She's had 5 RBIs on the season, 4 doubles, leading the team in that category. On top of that, triple.
Yeah, she has tied with triples with Caitlin Goodwin. Sorry, I lost my voice.
It'll be a foul ball on the first pitch for a strike here. Count will start 0-1, and second pitch will be a ball. Kai Hubble gets to second base. Heads-up play there from the senior with the steal.
There's one thing I find so spectacular about sliding, where you can slide and pop right back up at that base.
It is true.
That is super satisfying.
It is.
Because there's no way I can get out there and do that. I'll probably break a hip.
So 1-1 the count now after the ball on the last pitch. This one very low, going to skip off the dirt for a ball. Count now 2-1.
Now 14 pitches as well. So definitely not what you want in the opening inning.
This one will be high for yet another ball, so count now 3 balls and 1 strike for the junior Rector. Now Rector, a pretty patient batter, been walked 2 times this year. This one will be her third as pitch goes high for ball number 4. Rabians now with 2 runners on base, Rector on first and Hubble on second. With the catcher, senior, up next, Caitlin Goodwin. And Goodwin batting a 4.38 on the year, 6 RBIs, second on the team in that category, 2 doubles, a triple, and 2 home runs, tied with Skylar Baldwin for first. For homers, as first pitch here will be to the left for a ball.
Correction on the home run, Zer Dawson. I was looking at it this morning, and that changed from 2 to 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess looking our stats are just a bit...
just a bit out of date.
Bit delayed, but appreciate the correction there, Brad.
No problem.
I was about to say, you know. Because she's definitely, I feel like, she maybe had 2 on the Shoe Classic alone.
Yeah.
This one popped up high. Left field shortstop calls for it. She pulls it in. Robbins with a put out, and that'll be the first out of the day for the Arabians here in the bottom of the first. So score 0-0 with 1 out on the board and 2 runners on base for the Arabians. It's Rector on first and Hubble on second. Now the cleanup hitter for Pendleton Heights, Kelsey Day. Senior has had a hot start to the year, batting 4.62 as she shows bunt. Doesn't hit it, though. Doesn't make contact, but it doesn't matter because both runners will advance. Hubble gets to third. Rector gets to second. I guess now, the catcher was a bit delayed there.
I think the game plan is to maybe just hit it off and just sort into right field, you know, maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe get a couple runners advanced, maybe 1 scoring, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and Kelsey Day on the year, and you look at her numbers, 2 RBIs, has a chance to get it up to 4 with a solid hit here. Hits the back fence on the right side, and that should be 2 runs scored for the Arabians. Sure enough, Hubble gets home, Rector gets home with a nice double from the senior, Kelsey Day. Arabians take the 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first, and Kelsey Day takes her base on second.
That's what you want to see. Drops right in the middle pocket where it hits the back fence, and it's kind of a perfect hit for 2 runners to score. And get yourself a nice little double.
Alana Smith up next. Leads the team with 10 RBIs. so far this year. First pitch here will get popped up over the back fence and back net, excuse me, for a foul ball. Count will start with a strike. Pitch comes in. Smith swings at it. It'll be a foul ball there to left field. So count will go 0-2. Take a look at some of other sporting events around Pendleton Heights today. Baseball team, they're over at Shelbyville playing a game. Looks like we do have a game over there in Bill Style Field. Maybe a JV, maybe something going on. But varsity, like, I know for sure, is at Shelbyville today, tonight.
Yeah.
We got a unified track meet over on the track course. And the golf team, well, they had a match yesterday against Yorktown. I know they won that.
They did. They shot even as a team, which is, they were actually going for a record, I was told.
I was told that as well.
They were trying to hit, I believe, 15 under as a team, or 8 under. It was multiple of 7, I do know that, plus 1. So they were looking to beat a record. They did it at practice before the game, or a meet, but did not get it.
Well, Elena Smith, sorry, we got to go back to softball.
Oh, man, but I'm a golf guy.
Elena Smith with the fly out there, popped it up to the second baseman in Hamilton, pulled it in for out number 2. But up next for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, it'll be senior Skylar Baldwin. Kelsey Day still at second. Count will start 1-0. This will be flipped over there to the second baseman. Wants more. Hamilton can't grab it. Day goes home and gets there.
Okay, so Skylar Baldwin. Did that hit off the end of the bat?
I don't know. I was kind of lost what happened, but
I thought she missed the ball, and then I saw it go to the second base.
I don't know. But, well, my Hamilton, I'm guessing with an error there. Baldwin.
Hey, 3-0, man. 3-0.
Yeah. So Baldwin gets Kelsey Day home with an RBI on a single, and Arabians take an early 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Up next, Morgan Humble. Humble batting a 2-3-1 with one RBI on the year. First pitch will be a ball here. Count starts 1-0, now 2-0. So two outs on the board for Pendleton Heights. Skylar Baldwin on first. Arabians leading 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. And Morgan Humble up to hit. Smack to the shortstop. Bounces high. Shortstop pulls it in, tries to get it over there, but not in time. Humble safe. Baldwin advances to second. The Arabians will live to see another batter.
Tiny little error by the shortstop. Advances a runner and gets Morgan Humble on first base.
And that was two pretty crucial errors there from the second baseman, then the shortstop for Delta. Of course, the second baseman error resulted in a run for Pendleton Heights, but they had a chance there to end the inning. Fortunately, shortstop couldn't pull it in, and now Avery Miller will be up to hit for the Arabians.
Not hitting super great on the season, 188, but looking to change it at this at-bat.
Pitch comes in, popped up. Straight away, center fielder calls for it and pulls it in. That'll do it for our first inning here. Score 3-0. Arabians jumping out to an early lead here in this one. We'll take a quick break. Second inning up next on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Offering a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, and more. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. That's twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Legends Field on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. Scoreboard reads 3-0 here in the top of the second against these two teams in a Hoosier Heritage softball matchup. Delta will be back on the hitting side of things as we resume play, and Shelby Messer will return to the mound for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. But opening up the top of the second here for the Delta Eagles, it'll be the senior Hannah Carter. She's batting a team high 727. She was one of your studs of the game.
Studs of the game. And by the way, at the end of the game, we'll be calling a stud of the game. People, I thought it stood out very much that I did not already have on the sheet.
But Messer there in that first inning only faced three batters and had the three strikeouts. She pitched 11 pitches, nine of which being strikes, and pretty much a flawless inning there for the Arabians. They're going to be hoping to repeat that here in inning number two. And it starts off on the right page with a strike for Messer. This one popped up. It's in play. Caitlin Goodwin, the catcher, pulls it in. Doesn't even pull off the mask. Pretty impressive.
That's actually really impressive. I used to play a little bit of catcher back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably like five or something like that. But I always threw off that mask. I was told to throw off the mask. But if you can do it without it, I think that's impressive.
Yeah. Guess it saves a split second.
Yeah, probably about more than a second, but it's okay.
So Caitlin Goodwin pulls in the first out of the second inning.
Steve Reich.
Next up to bat here for the Lady Eagles, it'll be the freshman Addie Smith. First pitch will be a strike, as you heard, Braden.
Yep, Steve Reich.
So count starts 0-1, now 0-2 with a swing and a miss from Smith.
Two strikes in a row. Somebody better stop the pitcher.
We'll see.
She's doing good.
She's off to a hot start.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss yet again. Nice series there from the senior on the mound for the Arabian, Shelby Messer. Now two up, two down for the Arabians here. Top of the second, score remains 3-0. Arabians leading.
Now batting number 14, catcher Ava Montero.
Ava Montero, the catcher, up next. Sophomore's batting 125 on the year with an RBI. Does have a home run. I'm guessing that's where the RBI came from.
I'd assume so.
Swing and a miss on the first pitch.
That's three strikes in a row, Dawson.
Count will start 0-1. Four strikes in a row.
Almost locked up.
Pitch comes in.
She don't think she broke the wrist.
Hesitated at it, yeah, but I...
Asking first baseman, calls it a strike.
Calls it a strike, yeah. So Montero kind of hesitated at it, and they're going to call a strike, so count now 0-2. Pitch comes in, and this one just a bit too low.
Darn.
For a ball. Ends the strike streak.
They did.
Strike streak.
Strikes. I like that.
Strike streak.
Yeah.
Tough to stay.
It's going
to
give me a tongue twister. Yeah, we're going to stop there, guys.
Pitch comes in, and a swing and a miss. Strike number three.
Is it hot here, Dawson? Because Shelby Messer is cooking on the mound.
Three up, three down for the Arabians. First two innings are flawless. The Arabians retain their 3-0 lead. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Arabians back on the hitting side of things. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
WEEM is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton, providing daily specials, eat-in, and carry-out options from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. That's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. If you're just tuning in, alongside Braden Folk, I'm Dawson Peril. Scoreboard reads Pendleton Heights 3, Delta 0 here in our Hoosier Heritage softball matchup. As we resume play here in the bottom of the second for Pendleton Heights. Who is that down there? I can't even see.
I'm not going to lie. It's 24, so it would be Grace Fisher, right?
Grace Fisher, yeah. Wow, you know your numbers, dude.
Thanks, man.
Impressive. Yeah, so Grace Fisher, the sophomore, up next to hit for the Arabian. She's betting a 182 on the year. One RBI, two doubles.
Yeah. So the doubles are looking decent, but the batting average is a little bit of a slump.
A little slacking, but still plenty of games
to
play.
Pro baseball and college softball, that's a pretty good average.
But
for high school, you see more around the 500s, 400s. And my time doing it, two games, yeah.
Pitch comes in. This one struck over the left side for a foul ball.
That was a rocket. That ball came out at least an exit velo of 3,000. I mean, that was insane.
A little over-exaggerating there from...
Obviously, but I'm painting the picture for the audience. All right? Let them know it was a fast, fast exit velocity.
So count will start with a strike for Fisher. Second pitch here will be up and to the right for a ball. Count now split even 1-1. Swing and a miss there for Fisher for strike number two. Count 1-2, and you look for Haley Lozer on the mound for the Delta Eagles. Heading into this game, she had 16 innings pitched, 46 hits allowed, 46 runs allowed. I don't know if that's, that's right.
No, that is right.
Is it?
They got beat 26-3.
That's true. Yeah. Braden just mentioned there.
They might.
Is that Westdale, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Westdale beat them 26-3.
Three.
Yeah. Pretty ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Counts 2-2 after the ball. This pitch will be high. Count now 3-2.
I just hope they're having fun out there, to be honest. Because obviously it's mentally struggling.
It is. That is something to mention. Genuinely mention, you know. It's probably tough to find confidence, so. This one popped. Left field, back, not gone. Hits the back fence. Fisher goes for two, gets there in time. A double from Fisher, her third on the year.
I need the bases to get loaded. I need a grand diddly slam.
Yeah.
I need to witness one by the end of the season, guys. Sorry, but just my thing.
I saw one last year.
Really?
It was the greatest experience of my life. You don't know?
No.
They have a trophy over there. It was regionals. Bases loaded.
Oh, my gosh. I heard about this.
Yeah, I would call in that game.
That would have been...
It was actually one of the greatest moments ever. I'm not going to lie. Like, any sports I've ever watched. Professional, college, like, it was great. It was Bo Shelton, by the way.
I did hear about that.
And I think, I'm trying to remember, I think they won by one. I think it was like only a Grand Slam could do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Walk-off Grand Slam. But up next for the Arabians, batting order will reset. Kyle Hubble steps up to the plate. This one popped up left field, second base, or third baseman, excuse me, gets under it and pulls it in for out number one. The Arabians leading 3-0 here in the bottom of the second with one runner on base. It's Fisher on second with one out.
I'm telling you, man, these walkout songs.
They're tough. Pop. Line drive. It's caught. Nice grab there from the center outfield. Good hit from Rector. Solid contact, but Smith, who was kind of moving backwards for Delta, pulled it in on a nice grab for out number two. Luckily, Fisher got back to the base in time. It was a little close, a little sketchy.
Any more air on that ball? That could have been gone.
It could have been gone. It was a very solid hit. You hear the ding in the bat.
Peep Officer Baker out there. It would have hit him.
Oh, you're right.
It would have hit Officer Baker.
That would not have been good.
That might have been okay for it to be an out. I'm justifying it.
This pitch here will be low for a ball. Count starts 1-0. It's Caitlin Goodwin, by the way. Who's up to bat? Forgot to mention that.
A home run? Is that what you just said?
No. This pitch here will smack off the dirt for a wild pitch. And
runner advances.
Fisher. Yeah, Fisher gets the third on a runner advance.
I'm going to need you to start learning the names. I watched you peek down at that sheet.
Okay, give me a minute. Give me some time.
It's all right, man. We all start somewhere.
Kids these days. So count 2-0 after the ball for Caitlin Goodwin. Fisher in running scoring position. Excuse me.
That almost knocked her face off.
Yeah. Caitlin Goodwin had to duck under that one. So 3-0, three balls, no strikes here for Kalen Goodwin. Lozier, not doing so well.
No, it's up to 42, yeah. Maybe 43
pitches. 42 pitches here in the bottom of the second. This one, going to hit the dirt for yet another ball, and Kalen Goodwin will get the walk over to first.
I would say I'm proud of the catcher. I've seen about four or five pitches hit the dirt, and she stopped them all. So, I mean, you want to be a wall as a catcher, and she's definitely doing that.
Number 19, Kelsey Day.
Kelsey Day up next for Pendleton Heights. Runners at the corners. Kalen Goodwin advances to second.
With ease, nobody was even attempting to get her out.
And that's pretty big there.
If you do miss.
Kelsey Day was in the exact same situation at her last at-bat.
Oh, my gosh, she was.
Runner at second, runner at third, and she got them both home on a double. So, you know, something to mention there. Hopefully she can repeat that.
The future always repeats itself. Well, that is not
right. Count 1-0. Ball tipped up and can't grab it, but that's a foul ball.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but she would have made contact with that. The ball would have been alive, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
A little bit of a risk.
I think that'd be a risk, yeah. If you know you can't make it, then I wouldn't even go for it.
That was Timmerman, the third baseman, who dove for the foul ball. Couldn't get there. But she didn't make contact, as Braden was mentioning, so foul's the call. Count now 1-1. Pitch comes in, and this one just outside of the zone there.
I thought that ball looked pretty good.
Me too.
I would have swung at that, but then again, there's a reason I don't play softball.
There's a reason you're not down there, you're up here.
Yep, that's a good reasoning.
2-1. Count with two outs here in the bottom of the second. Arabians leading 3-0. This pitch here will tip off the top of the bat, hit the back net.
Matter of fact, Dawson, I don't even
know
if I can
stay where it's at. 2-2.
I don't even think I can hit a home run off one of these pitchers, to be honest.
I definitely couldn't. I never played baseball or softball.
I played baseball, but if I tossed up to myself, maybe. But like,
was I talking to you about this on our broadcast? You either played soccer or baseball as a kid.
I played both.
Look at you go! But I feel like that's like the two
main ones. Yeah,
it's like the two sports. This is a foul ball for Kelsey Day. Count once again stays where it's at, 2-2, with two outs, with two runners on base, in the bottom of the second. So many twos.
Go to the casino.
Smacked. Left field slips by the second baseman, or shortstop, excuse me. Goodwin gets home.
History repeats itself. Whoa.
Nope,
triple.
It doesn't.
It gets better.
Triple.
It gets better.
History gets better.
We're going to hit a home run next time.
So Kelsey Day with a triple gets two runners home. Arabians extend their lead to 5-0. Fisher gets home. Goodwin gets home. Now, of course, it was going to be a double until they tried to get the ball home. It was a bit
there's
of an
actually
inaccurate
two errors in that play.
Yeah, two errors. Yeah.
Just not ideal.
Not ideal at all. This pitch here, pretty inaccurate. Once again, skipping off the dirt.
That actually bounced off the dirt, hit her toes, and then bounced again.
Yeah.
That was a really low pitch.
This is Elena Smith, the senior, at the plate. So 5-0 our score. Another wild pitch. Kelsey Day coming home, and she gets there. 6-0 now. Now, I think it is an appropriate time to mention
what is
the
run
rule.
What is the run rule? Do you know?
Yes.
What is it?
So I think at least the one that I know is after the fifth inning, if a team is leading by 10 runs, the game's over.
It is 10. We just got confirmed from a statistician.
Okay.
So, a statistician, I think is how you say it, but... And I'm sure he knows what he's talking about, so...
Oh, yeah. This pitch will be high for a ball. Count 3-0. So, no runners on base here for the Arabians. Elena Smith up to bat with two outs.
Ooh.
This pitch will be...
Heads up.
Tipped up high, going to the parking lot. I didn't hear a loud bang. I don't think any cars.
I hear a car alarm. I'm just joking, man. Just joking.
It's all right. My car is not anywhere in that vicinity.
It's actually that way. Guys, let's hit it that way. I can walk back to the studio.
So 3-1 the count after the foul ball. This one popped up.
Missile.
Line drive.
Airplane. Didn't work.
Catch made by Smith in center field. So Smith gets Smith out, and that'll do it for our second inning. Arabians leading 6-0. Very solid first two innings for Pendleton Heights, and we're going to take a quick break. Third inning up next on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by Community Sports and Wellness. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, offering a variety of sports and fitness classes, childcare, parties, and special occasions. More information is available at 765-744-1606 or at communitysw.com. Community Sports and Wellness.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School on the Arabian Sports Network. If you're just tuning in, alongside Brian Folk, I'm Dawson Peril. Pendleton Heights leading the Delta Eagles in the top of the third, 6-0. Solid first two innings for the Arabians as Delta will be back on the hitting side of things with Riley Seals, the sophomore, up next to bat. She's batting 222 on the year. Looking for her first RBI, her first double, her first triple, or her first home run.
She's just looking for anything.
Yeah, kind of an empty stat line, but...
Hey, man, nothing. People come into games empty all the time, and you just want to fill up that stash.
No
as much
time
as you can.
Is a better time than right now.
I agree.
But Shelby really Messer will stay on the mound for the Arabians. She's had 20 pitches so far. You compare that to Delta's pitcher, Lozer. She's had 54, over double.
That's a lot of pitches. That's a lot of pitches.
Count will start with a strike. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Now two strikes. You look for Messer. Out of her 20 pitches heading into this inning, 17 of those have been strikes, now 19 strikes.
She had 19 strikes this game, is that what you just said?
19 strikes this game.
Oh, I'm thinking strikeouts. Yeah. For some reason. I was like, what?
No. But she is going to get a strikeout here as it'll be a strike looking, and that'll be her fifth strikeout of the evening. So one out now for the Delta Eagles here in the top of the third. Up next will be the junior Haley Hamilton. Now, I don't know how updated her stats are, but our stats says she's never batted. No, she has, sorry.
Yeah.
She's never gotten a hit.
There you go.
She's 0 for 7. 0 for 7 on the year. That's struck out 4 times.
That's not great.
No, it is not.
But things happen. Things happen for a reason. Never know. Maybe she could turn this team around.
Count will start with the ball. Swing and a miss there. Count now split even 1-1. Another swing and a miss. Now 1-2. So one out on the board.
I heard
Delta.
They're putting a new city in around here.
What?
Yeah, Strike City.
This guy.
Hey, man, they call me the jokester.
No one calls you that.
It was a joke, dude. That's why they call me that. That's another strike. No, I'm just joking.
It
no,
wasn't.
It's not. Just got. I'm joking, dude. Jokester.
It was a ball there. Two balls, two strikes here for Hamilton. It's a bit wild to the right.
Just a tad wild. Perhaps somebody is standing in the left hand.
We got a new catcher replacement, just realized.
Do we really? That's not Caitlin Goodwin?
No, it's...
Is that Kaylee Smith?
Yes, Kaylee Smith. Swing and a miss for strike numero 3.
All right. Maybe giving the star players some rest. Are up 6-0, so maybe resting, because I did see Addie Nichols go in. She came in for left field. She didn't start the game in left field, I don't believe. But
I think she did.
I don't think she did.
Well, she was warming up. Wait, that's not even... And first base?
Left field.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, dude.
This one popped over their right field, perfect, and it's going to be a base hit. Nice hit there from the pitcher, Lozier, and unfortunately, that'll do it for the Shelby Messer no-hitter.
Hey, still a strike city.
It's still, yeah, that is true. So a single there from the pitcher, Lozier. Who else to crack the pitcher than the pitcher?
I mean, we all are losers at some point, you know.
So two outs on the board as Robbins will be up next to hit. This one popped up really high over our heads.
That might hit us head. That might hit our
wait
head
for it.
No! It came through the roof, guys.
It is jokester, bro.
What they call me, man.
So count 0-1. Two outs on the board and one runner on base for the Delta Eagles here in the top of the third. This pitch here will tip off the top of the bat for a foul ball. Count will stay where it's at, 0-2. And for the Arabians, this is their first Hoosier Heritage game of the season for kicking off conference play. And I think so far it's safe to say it is a solid way to kick off conference play. But the game's not over yet.
Facts.
Popped up. Line drive. Miller gets under it. She pulls it in for out number three. So, Arabians get off of the field once again, leaving the Delta Eagles scoreless. And our score remains 6-2-0. We will take a short break. When we come back, Arabians will be back on the hitting side of things for the bottom of the third on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton. They've been serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838. House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Legends Field on the campus of Pendleton Heights High School. Score 6-0, Pendleton Heights leading against the Delta Eagles in this evening's softball game. For Pendleton Heights, leading off the bottom of the third, it'll be the senior Addie Nichols, then Morgan Humble, then Avery Miller. No, Skylar Baldwin. Pardon me. Now, Skylar Baldwin, of course, in the winter, basketball player, called some games for her.
That is true.
It's true.
She did. She was a really
hustle
first football player.
She played football in middle school.
She did. I do remember that. Yep.
Yep.
She's pretty good at it, too.
Oh, yeah. She was better than me.
Very much.
I was not good. Back in my middle school, I don't even remember
you playing football, to be honest.
Yeah, you didn't, because I didn't play at all. I was a big practice guy.
Oh, really?
I think I saw the field maybe like a couple times.
More than zero.
That is true. Pitch here will tip off the bat for a foul ball. Count splits even, 1-1 here, bottom of the third. For Baldwin, she's 1-for-1 on the night. She's an RBI. I'm trying to remember her first hit. Was it the single that got Kelsey Day home? Because Kelsey Day stole home.
No, that was on her second hit that Kelsey stole home.
Very high pitch here for a ball.
Yeah, she hit Kelsey Day out in the first one, our first hit.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And then the second time, Kelsey, she stole.
Yeah, you're right. Three balls, 1 strike. Count reads. That'll be ball number 4 to the left of the zone. Baldwin will take her base on first. And up next for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, it'll be yet another senior, Morgan Humble.
Haley Lozier does not having a great night from the mound. 59 pitches.
Yes, 59 pitches, 29 of which have been strikes. She's allowed 5 hits, 6 runs, 6 errors, and 4 walks, still looking for her first strikeout.
Yeah, which is, not having a strikeout is huge.
She's faced 15 batters.
That's also, I mean, that's not.
Well, you look at Messer, she's faced 10, and she's pitched one inning more.
Yeah, I'm not, I wouldn't say it's awful.
Goes for second, gets there.
I wouldn't say it's awful, just because some of the batters, they've been hitting a lot of foul balls.
That's true. That
so,
is
I mean,
true. That is true.
It's still a bunch of pitches, don't get me wrong, but a lot of them are foul balls.
Count 1-1 for Morgan Humble. One runner on base. It's Baldwin on second. No outs on the board. Arabians lead 6-0 here, bottom of the third. This will be outside of the zone for yet another ball. Count now 2-1. I think there's six seniors on this team.
You would know more than I would. So
I was looking at the banners when we were walking in here as we got a nice hit to left field.
Another error.
Two errors there on that play, and Baldwin will get home. Humble just gets a single out of it. Probably could have gone to two. It was first Robbins, the second baseman, or shortstop, excuse me, who missed it, and then Carter in the outfield kind of bobbled it before pulling it in. So Baldwin gets home. Humble on a single.
She just kind of wanted to, you know, play it safe, make sure she secured the single.
Play it safe.
Because, I mean, I feel like it would have been a close call.
It's true. It would have been close. It would have been close.
Although there was two errors, it didn't go super duper far into the outfield.
How many errors they got? Seven now?
Yeah, seven or eight.
Seven errors on the night for Delta. But up next for the Pendleton-Ice Arabians, it'll be Avery Miller, the sophomore. She's looking for her first base hit of the night. This one popped left field for a foul ball. Count now splits even, one ball, one strike. Do we play in brain? 7-0, our score here in the bottom of the third. Avery Miller up to hit. Humble on base. She's on first. No outs on the board. Pitch comes in. It'll be high for a ball. 2-1.
Weather's still looking clear. 78 degrees.
Pretty
tad
perfect.
Bit breezy.
Pretty
but,
perfect.
I mean, yeah, I think it's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, at least now, not much breeze at all. You look at that flag back there.
Well, that flag over there is moving, so it must just be the wrong angle.
No, I guess you're right. Miller pops this one up. Second baseman gets it, but it was kind of an uncomfortable positioning there for Robbins, and she can't pull it in.
Landed right in the middle of three defenders.
Yeah. So Miller reaches on an error. Humble advances to second. Arabians now with two runners on base. We got Kaylee Smith, the junior, batting next.
Now batting catcher, number six, Kaylee Smith.
This one low. Smith hesitates at it, but
ball
doesn't cross the plane, so it'll be a ball.
1-0, the count.
Swing and a miss for Smith, but catcher doesn't pull it in. Humble gets to third. Miller gets to second. Now two runners in scoring position.
That was the most effortless steal in history.
It was.
Like, they were just walking because the catcher was just walking to get the ball.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not seeing much heart out here.
Me either.
Oh. High pitch. Bit of a wild one there. Catcher has to stand up.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely a high riser. I don't really know.
2-1, and
pitch.
Braden, you might be getting bases loaded here if we get a walk.
Ooh, who's up next?
That'll be Kyle Hubble. Batting order resets, too.
That is not a super bad. That's not bad at all.
Another ball. Count now 3-1 for Smith and the Arabians. Lozier up to 71. And he's pitched. This one popped straight away. Back, not gone. Hits the back fence. Humble gets home. Miller gets home, and Smith with two RBIs on a nice double there. Another just nice pop of the bat.
Pitcher change coming.
Yep.
Also not sure why shortstop hesitated to throw that one to home to try to make a tag.
Yeah.
The catcher didn't look too excited about that one.
So Arabians push the lead now to 9-0.
7-0?
9-0. Not 9-0.
Drop the base, man.
Yeah, so as Brayden was mentioning, coach for Delta here going to call a quick timeout on the mound, talk things over with her infield. We'll see if we see a pitcher change.
What do you think? There's going to be a pitcher change or not?
See, I don't know. Lozer, she's pitched almost all the innings this season for Delta, and it's not like they haven't been in this situation where they've been blown out.
That's true.
So if history says
now
anything.
Now that I look at it, she's got 3 strikeouts on the whole year. So it's not likely we see one tonight.
That's true.
Which is devastating and heartbreaking for a team.
Yeah, it is.
But
it's really tough to see because
yes,
I don't know. It's tough. It's tough.
I just feel like they should be playing with a little bit more heart.
That's what I was about to say. I was trying to say something. I'm trying to put that in a way.
I'm trying to defend them here, but they're just not. They're not playing with any.
Yeah,
effort.
Like we were talking about the catcher. She's kind of just walking to pick up a ball there.
Shortstop hesitates to throw. I mean,
pitch comes in. Hubble doesn't swing at it. Now, Hubble kind of does an interesting walks out of
it's
the box.
Slap hit.
Slap hit. Wow. Look at
you
go.
Yeah, there's a, on Facebook, I saw her, she posted an ad to teach people how to slap hit.
Oh.
It was over the summer.
She's posting like a tutorial and everything.
Basically,
she can spread the word. This hit will foul ball. Count now splits even 1-1. So, one runner on base for Pendleton Heights. It's Smith on second. No outs still. Arabians lead 9-0 here in the bottom of the third, and on this pace, Braden, we might be having a run rule.
Knock on wood there, big guy, and we're on the next pitch.
Pitch will be high for a ball. 2 on the count. You look forward on the schedule for Pendleton Heights. Tomorrow, they'll be having a road game over at Carmel. That one gets underway at 6 p.m. After that, they're back at home against Ron Colley on the 19th. That's a pretty big matchup. Of course, Ron Colley eliminated them last year. Arabians, I'm sure, pretty thirsty for some revenge.
They're probably going to go with a lot of, what do you call it, anticipation?
Yeah.
Vengeance. Adversity.
And then, right after that, they got the state champs. They're at Penn.
Mm.
So you're at home against the state runner-ups, and then the day after that, you're on the road against the state champs.
Besides what you just said, believe it or not, that was one heck of a snag from a shortstop, and she rocketed the first base, just barely, barely missed that out. That's the heart you want to see from this team.
Breaking this down, Hubble had a hit over there to the shortstop. Hubble barely got to first base in time. She did. Smith advances to third. Arabians now have the corners covered. Hubble on first, Smith on third, with Ari Rector up to hit. Popped. Center fields. Outfielder gets under it. Hubble gets back to first safely, and that'll be one out for the Arabians. Good contact yet again from Rector.
Just a line drive to center field again.
That's it. Yeah, that was really same situation as her first at bat.
But then again, any higher, we're knocking out Officer Baker.
Exactly. And exactly. We don't want that.
No, we don't. So if we could just aim it to the left or right, all right, we'd be all right.
Caitlin Goodwin. Batting up next. It's be low to the left and an easy steal for Hubble.
Then again, I'm not seeing an answer for that. I don't see them targeting the people going to second, which is kind of irritating.
Like Hubble could have jogged to second if she wanted.
She did jog. I mean, it wasn't like she was like full on sprinting.
No, she wasn't sprinting, but she was running.
Yeah.
I mean, she was still running. Goodwin pops it up.
Ooh,
second baseman can't get there. Smith gets home. Hubble gets home. Goodwin stays at first. So another two RBI play for the Arabians puts them up now 11-0.
And you see the run rule goes
in the bottom of the third.
And the fifth?
I don't think if it's in the bottom of the third it ends.
Okay.
See, I was about to add on to that where I'm not sure if there's any opportunity to end the game earlier than the fifth inning. I don't think so.
Okay.
This one nearly hits Kelsey Day. It's a skip over it. Goodwin gets to second. Day 2 for 2 on the night. four RBIs. Solid night for Kelsey Day. Both of her hits resulted in runs. Can't ask for too much else. This one popped, foul ball. Count splits even 1-1. So 11-0, our score here in the bottom of the third. Ravens leading.
We're getting a bulk. Advanced runner, injured, bleeding.
Something.
Substitute pinch hitter.
Maybe just a substitute, but. What? A two out. What?
Oh, they called her out.
Yeah, she left the base.
I don't know how that works.
I have no clue, but an out. She just went back to the dugout, and an out just got added on the ball. It hit
that
us.
That one almost came to the ceiling.
It hit us.
I mean, that's.
So foul ball there from Kelsey Day.
Well, it
hits the top of the press
didn't
box.
Actually hit us.
It didn't. No, we are okay.
Well,
but
I mean.
It hit the top of us.
Evidence. There's a softball in the window,
that's
man.
True. That is true. 1-2 our count after the foul ball. Two outs on the board after the mysterious Caitlin Goodwin out, which we don't know the explanation to. Popped. Left field just barely goes foul.
Oh,
nice contact yet again.
That would have been a hit.
Would have been.
A good one, too.
Oh, yeah. It's about, what, probably 10 feet left of the foul line when it hit the back fence.
Yeah, I'd say 8 or 10 feet.
So, Lozer with the chance to get her first strikeout of the night here, and she will not. A bit too high.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet.
Can't count her out? No.
I wasn't.
Well, that's good then, I guess. I don't really.
Count splits even 2-2 with two outs. Another foul here. Day will stay alive.
Kelsey Day saying no strikeouts here.
Yeah.
Just not happening.
Kelsey Day, a twin to Caleb Day.
She is. Caleb Day, football player at high school. Obviously
going to Ball State.
Dawson announced some of his games.
Not Kelsey, Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb going to Ball State. Kelsey, I don't believe, is undecided still.
Yes, I think. Pitch comes in. Popped. High ball going back. Third baseman gets under it. Gill pulls it in. Carter bobbled it in the mitt. Bobbled it in the mitt and then pulls it in with her, what do they even call that? Free hand.
To be honest, I don't know.
Yeah, but anyways, it was an out. So nice grab there from Carter, and that'll do it for our third inning. A pretty brutal bottom of the third for the Delta Eagles, but a great bottom of the third for the Arabians. Score 11-0. Fourth inning up next after this on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
WEEM is underwritten by Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900 or on site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton or online at drdanawright.com. Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, score reads 11-0. Pendleton Heights on top over the Delta Eagles here entering our fourth inning. We got a pitcher change. Kelsey Day making her debut to the mound. I don't think she had any innings pitched last year. Definitely hasn't had any innings pitched this year. So, yeah.
Yeah,
making
man.
Making her debut. And based on her warm-ups, looks like she can sling it.
She's
throwing some heaters.
Yeah. Oh, and what are we? Caitlin Goodwin fielding. We seen this? She's got the fielding mask on.
Yeah, I guess so.
What are these changes?
Now, we were
man?
Mentioning that, Braden, before our game. I think this is an opportunity. The Arabians can go with some experimental lineups, and, you know, how are you going to know unless you try?
That's
in a in-game scenario.
Darn right.
You can try and practice. It's just not the same, though.
It's not, because you're not actually competing against a competition.
Yeah.
You're competing against yourselves.
This could be the next lineup we see for Pendleton Heights.
This could be, man.
Like, this could be the sectional lineup that wins the state championship.
Third base, Caitlin Goodwin, third
base.
Yeah,
Goodwin is up third base, if you want to take a little look here.
Yeah, she is. Wow.
Messer, right outfield.
Skyler has switched to second, and shortstop is now Evan Miller. Oh, yeah, Messer, he's in outfield.
Timmerman, the freshman, will lead off the top of the fourth for the Arabians. Strike here will start off Kelsey Day's varsity pitching debut. That was a fast pitch.
She can definitely sling it.
Left field, good placement on that one. A base hit. Hubble makes first contact, but plenty of time for Timmerman to get to first.
That was a great job fielding that ball. Just obviously,
yeah, good,
can't
good
sling it that far. I mean,
yeah.
I don't even know if I mean maybe
not Patrick Williams out here.
Maybe a quarterback come out here and sling it that far, but I don't know, man.
Caden Friedberger, the freshman, up next, leads the team with 5 RBIs on the year. First pitch here will go in the books as a strike. 0-1, the count starts. Swing and a miss. Strike number 2. Taking a quick look at the infield for Pendleton Heights here. You got Humble on first base, Baldwin on second, Miller, shortstop, Goodwin, third baseman, Day's the pitcher, Smith, the catcher, and in the outfield, you got Hubble in the left, Rector, center, and then Messer, the usual pitcher, out there, right outfield. A strikeout.
Wow.
Strikeout there, first one for Kelsey Day. And
is it a career? Do we know if it's her first career?
I think it's the first of her career, unless she had one sophomore year, which I doubt.
Okay.
Because I don't remember her having any last season.
That was a pretty pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, that was almost perfect.
This is Hannah Carter, senior, hitting now. As
she's actually one of my studs.
She is. Her first pitch goes in as a strike, and second will be a ball. Count now splits even 1-1. So 11-0 our score. Arabians leading here, top of the fourth. Delta with one runner on base. It's Timmerman on first. One out on the board. Popped left field. Nice hit, but Hubble pulls it in on the easy grab for the second out of the inning.
Now batting number 17.
Timmerman stays on first. Pitch here, swing and a miss. This is, we don't got this person on the
we don't.
Roster here. It's Temple. I think Kelsey Temple, they said.
Maybe.
Yeah, so it looks like this is her first at-bat of the year. Foul ball tips off the bat.
Maybe they're trying to make 0-2. Some experimental lineup changes, too.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, they're obviously, we've said it 100 times, 0-5.
Pitch comes in. This one. Too far to the inside, a bit of a wild pitch there. Catcher can't get it in, and with that, Timmerman advances to second. Two outs on the board, one runner on base for the Eagles. A ball. Count splits now even 2-2. Take a look at the weather. Still 78 degrees. Windy. A little cloudy. Not particularly sunny. This will be a strike. Number 3.
That was fast, dude.
Yeah.
I heard the smack of that mitt from up here.
Oh, yeah. So Kelsey Day gets it done from the mound. Once again, score stays where it's at. 11-0. Pendleton Heights leading over the Delta Eagles midway through the fourth inning in this dominating conference matchup. Due up for Pendleton Heights when we come back. Senior Addie Nichols, then Skylar Baldwin, then Morgan Humble. 3 straight seniors when we come up. When we come back here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC. Located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School on the Arabian Sports Network. Score reads 11-0. Pendleton Heights leading the Delta Eagles here midway through our fourth inning in this Hoosier Heritage softball matchup. First one of the year for Pendleton Heights, opening up their conference play, which what looks like will be a win unless they, I guess, blow it.
Really put it in the gear.
Yeah.
I mean, Delta has got to stick their foot on the gas.
Yes, sir.
Really? Mocking me now?
Yeah.
But they really got to put their foot on the gas to get this game going.
So Addie Nichols will lead off the bottom of the fourth for Pendleton Heights. The senior batting at 182 on the year as an RBI. Looking for her first base hit of the evening. We got a pitcher change. Who is that?
Number seven.
Friedberger, right?
Yes. She was playing first base. She was playing first base.
Friedberger.
And Temple is now playing first.
Yeah, so Friedberger will replace Lozer on the mound. Nichols pops this one left field. A good grab from the third baseman. Guts it over to first for an out. Nice play there.
I think that was a really good play.
Timmerman, who, I mean, that hit rocketed over there to third baseman, and she pulled it in, quickly recovered, and got it over to first base and for the out.
If that ball went any further, I mean, she was easily getting a double.
No joke.
I mean
I don't even know what Timmerman stopped it with. It looked kind of awkward.
Looked kind of with the base and her glove.
Yeah, it was almost like really something. Baldwin batting next for Pendleton Heights. Count will start with the ball. So that'll be the first out there for Pendleton Heights coming off of the ground out. Count now favoring Baldwin 2-0. This one low to the left. Now three balls, no strikes. This one looks like a solid pitch, but umpire will call it a ball, and that'll be ball number four. Baldwin will take her base on first. As now Morgan Humble, the senior, take the base. What's your favorite walk-up song off of the team?
I'll tell you in just a tad bit of a minute. Don't we got to do something real quick?
We do. We're going to pause 10 seconds for legal identification here at 91.7 WEEN.
See you right.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Count splits even 1-1 for the senior Humble. With one out on the board, one runner on base, it's Baldwin on first for the Arabians. Pendleton Heights leading 11-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. This
that
one
smoked.
Popped left field. Gone. Homer.
Woo!
Let's go. How about that? The senior Morgan Humble knocking it out of the park for her first home run of the season.
I mean, is
team
that
team there to meet her at home base. That'll count for two runs. Of course, I was mentioning Skylar Baldwin was on first, so an RBI. Well, two RBIs.
That's a stud.
For Humble.
That's a stud.
Stud moment.
She's getting added to the stud list.
Arabians now leading 13-0. What was our original conversation? What's your favorite walk-up song of the team?
Our director had a good one. I don't remember what the song was. It was pretty good.
I know what it was. It was Kanye.
Yeah.
It's from Donda.
Miller. Well, I don't think we can go that specific.
We can.
No.
I mean, I just don't remember the name of the song.
We'll figure it out. She'll be up soon.
Yeah.
I think.
Avery Miller up next.
Yeah.
To bat for Pendleton Heights. One out on the board. Strike here. Count starts 0-1. Oh.
A
little bit of an inaccurate pitch there. Flies well above the...
We're going to go with a way bit of an accurate pitch.
Way bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Because you had to wave your glove. because it's a way bit out of proportion.
It was a wild pitch.
Yeah, more than wild.
Ball. Count splits even now 1-1 for Miller.
Another little wild
count
pitch.
Count that 2-1.
Kind of got to regroup yourself on the mound and focus up and lock in.
Pitch comes in. Oh! Hit her on the leg, it looks like.
Ouchie. My ankle hurts.
That's got to hurt.
That definitely didn't feel right. Yep, see? Stretching out the leg, hurting the leg.
Now, looks all right, though. Six, Kaylee Smith. So, Miller gets over to first on the hit by the pitch. As now, Smith will be up to bat.
They called her out, too.
What's going on?
I think she left base too early. I don't really know how that part works.
I don't. That happened twice now. We need to do some research after this game.
A little bit more than a lot of research.
Because, like, this is so confusing.
Oh, that's a good field. Wild throw.
Good field. Bad follow-up. Smith hit it straight to the shortstop, a bit to the right, but...
Her second double of the game.
Yeah, her second double.
And she came in last inning.
Off of an error.
Yeah.
So, two outs. Tonight's the first.
Back to the top of the batting order.
Number came 10, off of Kaya. A... what was the first out?
All right, now seriously, we need to find out how that...
Yeah, well, that's the second time someone's just been mysteriously taken out, and I'm hearing that they leave the base.
But I thought you were allowed to steal.
Yeah, me too.
I just might not be understanding this right.
Count starts with the ball for Kyle Hubble, who's up next to hit for the Arabians. Well, I guess he's hitting now. Popped left field.
That's what
third
you call
baseman
a slap butt.
Struggles with it.
That's an error.
Yeah. Hubble gets the first. Smith gets the third.
That's what I believe I was talking about by slap hit. You like move
yes,
it to
yes,
a slap,
slap
hit.
Hit.
Yep.
Kind of walking towards it, walking
yep.
towards the pitch.
But I don't think you follow your swing all the way through.
No, you
like
don't.
It's like a halfway.
You don't. Yeah, it's almost like...
You're slapping somebody. You're stopping at somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Arabians, the runner's on first. Oh, wait. Zari Rector. What was the...
Man, we didn't
play it again.
replay.
All right, so Kyle Hubble steals from first to second. So now two runners in scoring position for Pendleton Heights. Smith on third, Hubble on second, and Rector up to hit. Popped up. Smith gets home. Hubble stays right there. It kind of flew straight over Hubble's head. So she plays it safe and stays on second. Rector easily gets to first, and Arabians push their lead up now to 14-0. Kaylin Goodwin up next to hit.
I'm thinking, what do you call this? Almost a grand diddly slam?
No, I'm going to say this is a double left center field. Nope.
It's an out.
It's caught.
Dagnabbit.
Smith pulls it in for out number three. So that'll do it for our fourth inning. 14-2-0, Pendleton Heights with the lead over the Delta Eagles. Fifth inning up next on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton, providing independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Again, that's 765-778-7501, Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School on the Arabian Sports Network. 14-0 our score. Pendleton Heights leading the Delta Eagles in this evening's Hoosier Heritage softball matchup. Braden, we finally solved the mysterious question. What are with these mysterious outs? But apparently it's on purpose. Coach Davis just wants the game to go faster. And in softball... you can't leave the base until the pitch is thrown.
Yes.
So Coach Davis is just having them leave the base early, take the automatic out to just hurry up the game.
Yes.
So, yeah, we solved it.
Yeah, well, we did solve it. And
we're a little
it's
confused.
Obviously a strategic
play, you know, I guess. Prevent injuries, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Coach Davis's personal preference.
I'm going up 30. I'm not sticking to 14.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree, but... we're not out there. We're not coaching.
Yeah, there's probably a reason for that.
All right, but leading off the fifth inning here for the Delta Eagles, it'll be the sophomore Kaylee Bramett. 0-for-2 so far this season, looking for her first base hit. We were talking about this before the game, Brayden. What's your favorite number in sports?
I said 7.
You said 7. I said 2.
Yeah, I think 2 is really a good number. I like 7.
Well, what are you? What was your number for football?
I was 25. It's not my choice.
Oh, yeah, that's rough.
It's not a rough number.
It is. I'm going to be honest, it is.
Really?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I can't lie to you. That's why I'm changing it. I want to change it. I can't guarantee I can.
You said you wanted to be 5?
Yeah. The late Timothy Souders. Nolan Timothy Souders.
He graduated. What do you mean late?
Yeah, he told me basically that I could have the number. Not really. I don't really know.
But. Count 1-2 here for Bramlett.
I just want to carry on his legacy, man.
Bit of a wild pitch here. Count now splits even 2-2. And how does that process look like, selecting numbers?
So basically, you just talk to Coach Joyce.
So it's not like seniority?
Yeah, so
it
seniors
is.
Choose
okay.
first.
That's
what
I was going
to
guess.
I mean, if you want to change your number.
Swing and a miss for strike number 3. Kelsey Day, that was her 3rd strikeout of the evening.
Jiminy Crickets. Man, she is cooking.
Yeah, you look at her stat line so far tonight. She's had 18 pitches, 5 batters faced, 13 strikes, has allowed 1 hit, no runs, and 3 strikeouts with no walks. Pretty solid numbers from a player that's never been never pitched before at a varsity level, at least.
Yeah, well, I think she's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope the spectators are, because she's cooking.
I mean, I think this is definitely good signs for coaches, you know, moving forward. If there's a need for a pitcher, if all your usual
they've used 3
players
this season so far, now 4th.
Tired, yeah.
I mean, this is turning out pretty well. Then again, it's not a great team.
Another strikeout. Look at that.
She
no
pitched
balls,
a no-hitter?
3 strikes.
Is she pitching a no-hitter?
No. She had that one
Darn,
hit.
Darn, man.
So another strikeout there for Kelsey Day. That's going to be her 4th. And that's out number 2. 2 up, 2 down for the Arabians here at the top of the 5th. And again, if this next batter results in an out, the game will be over because of the run rule.
That is true.
First pitch will be a ball.
Now batting number 10, Kaylee Evans.
Oh, this is Kaylee Evans, a freshman. Her first at bat, at least based on our stats. Swing and a miss. On the second pitch of the series, count now splits even 1-1.
So one more strike and game over?
Yep, another swing and a miss there. So 2 strikes now, 2 outs on the board, and as Brayden put it, one more strike and it's a ball game. Pitch comes in. Bit low. So a ball counts 2-2.
One thing I noticed as a 14-0 lead, Kelsey Day is still locked in on the mound.
Yeah.
She was upset by hitting the dirt.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
That's good. Another low pitch there. Count now full 3-2.
Thinking maybe they want to play longer?
I don't think so.
Or are you just leading them on? Leading them on.
Hopefully not. Swing and a miss for strike number 3. That's out number 3, and that'll do it for this evening's game. Final score 14-0, a commanding win for the Pendleton Knights Lady Arabians to start off conference play. Arabians advance to 6-4, 1-0 in conference. Delta drops to 0-6, and they are 0-1 in conference play. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Brayden and I will break down the final statistics, give our thoughts on the game. So that'll be up next on the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEN.